Good morning. This morning's class is dedicated by Joe Azer, Lirfua Shelema Bekarov of Avraham Ben Shafia. I should have Lirfua Shelema B'toch She'ar Chole Yisrael. We've been talking about the Minhagim of Sefirat HaOmer, specifically the Minhage Avelut of Sefirat HaOmer. And yesterday, we got into a conversation of when they apply. And that's a conversation, broadly speaking, of several Minhagim with regards to marriage. We saw mentioned in Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of Siman Tafsadi Gimal. But furthermore, Shulchan Aruch talked about, and we haven't yet spelled it fully out, haircuts and shaving as well. And we talked about the background and the different approaches with regards to when these minhagim are relevant. In other words, 49 days is the entirety of the Omer. Are they relevant throughout? Are they relevant until a specific day, from a specific day? That's what we talked about, the ins and outs of that conversation. At the end of that, I mentioned that in Sha'are Teshuvah, he cited in turn from Arizal, in Saif Katan Het there in Siman Taf Tzadik Gimal, that Arizal, the great Rabbi Yitzhak Luria, the great Jewish mystic of the 16th century in Sefat, was of the approach that with regards to the Omer, the entirety of the Omer, he wouldn't take haircut or shave. And that indeed is what's recorded in his name from, and other Kabbalists from Maran HaChidan, is Berkei Yosef in Siman Taf Tzadik Gimal. And you'll find it in its closest to original sourcing in Sha'ar HaKavanot of his student B'Chaim Vital in his Darush for Pesach, Darush Yod Bet, where he writes that Morizal, he writes in the name of his rabbi, that's Arizal, lo haya Morizal megaleach rosho ela be'erev Pesach ube'erev Chag HaShavuot ve'lo haya megaleach lo biyom rosh chodesh iyar ve'lo biyom lag la'omer v'shum ofen, and so on and so forth. It says that was the practice. What's the reasoning provided for the Jewish mystics for the Kabbalistic practice and acceptance of the Omer throughout? Writes Sha'ar HaKavanot, ki hine mem tet yemei ha'omer hem yemei hadin. This is a time period of din. We really trace that further back to the Derashot of Rabbi Yehoshua ibn Shoaib, where he cited as well a tradition and understanding that it's a time period of din. It's a time period of rigidity in justice and judgment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as such, specifically, and this is critical, specifically with regards to hair, which in the Kabbalistic sense gets into the conversation and context of deen, there's a prohibition throughout, or there's a minhag throughout, not to cut hair. Now, it could have been, and maybe it would have been, had we not followed this up, a strictly Kabbalistic practice, which isn't fully accepted. I did, in fact, clearly state yesterday that, by and large, our community does not have a full Omer practice. It should be noted, though, that many Sephardic communities did, at the very least, have a full Omer non-haircut practice. And in truth, you'll find it late in Or Lesion Chamben Sion Abashol in Chelek Gimal in Perik Yod Zayin, the question was Ha'im Yesh Li Zaher Shelo Listaper B'Yemei HaOmer Ad Erev Chag HaShavuot. Should this be the practice? And the response, in other words, not to cut hair until Shavuot. Yesh Linho Kedat HaArizal Shelo Listaper Et Se'ar HaRosh B'Yemei HaOmer Ad Erev Chag HaShavuot. That was his suggested practice. Now, he's not saying that this is halacha against all else. This is not Hilchot Shabbat. This is not a halacha min haTorah. It's a minhag, no doubt, as such, and needs to be taken with such a perspective. But that was his pesach in the Nimukim, and the details of to the halachot, it was made clear that he was probably referring specifically to shaving as opposed to haircuts. It should be noted, again, though, we're not referring to weddings. We're referring to shaving specifically, or maybe shaving and haircuts. Likewise, further back, Rabbi Rahamim Haihuita Kohen, in his book Simchat Kohen, he was a rabbi from Gerba, attests to the fact in his Siman Taf Tzadik Gimal, on his Hidushim on Shulchan Aruch, that the practice historically, until late, in Gerba and in the surrounding neighborhoods and communities of Tunisia, was to keep a practice of no haircuts, no shaving, throughout the Omer. He mentions how Hadashim Mikarobau, there was a change and a shift in his day, that's going back some 70 or so years, where people began to shave or haircut at a particular point in the middle of the Omer. But he says that wasn't our practice, and that shouldn't be our practice. They embraced, as did Chacham Ben Sion Abba Shaul, the Kabbalistic practice and approach to this matter. I want to just for a moment or two expand this. A moment or two, I just mentioned that the words of Zohar in explaining this time period are very instrumental as well, because Because Zohar suggests that these 7 weeks are parallel to the 7 days of Tahara of a Nidah. Meaning this is a time period during which Am Yisrael needed to rid themselves in preparation for Matan Torah of all the spiritual contamination of Egypt. It means that there's a seven significance. Just like a woman who's impure and has is nida needs 7 days of purity, it means a full 7 weeks of purity and advancement, and in turn, the practices are relevant to this time period as well. And just in closing, to point out lastly, just noting and reminding again, this is not a suggested practice for you if it's not your family practice. By and large, as I stated, and I'll state again clearly, it's not our community's practice, but for deepening our understanding and perspective of what's taking place during this time period, it's worth taking into account and appreciating the words of the Mikubalim. As Sam Franco spoke to me yesterday, many of the reasonings seem to be retrospective. In other words, to envision this as a time period of a full 7 weeks is the easiest sell in this context, that the minhagim that were practiced the entire time. It's retrospective. It's trying to figure out why we paused it on a specific date, which is the difficulty that we encountered yesterday. But to envision it as a time period which entirely is dominated and defined by this is the easier approach in the scheme of things. But again, with regards to marriages, generally speaking, Shulchan Aruch attributes that to the death of Rabbi Akiva, which he caps at the 33rd of the Omer. With regards to haircuts, there is that alternative approach that it expands throughout. Lastly, on this matter, I just want to note that Rabbi Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha, suggested from a non-Kabbalistic vantage point, you can furthermore suggest that the entirety of the Omer is to be seen as one unit with Minhage Avelut. Why was he arguing that? And he wasn't per se saying in practice, but in concept, he suggested, basing himself on the words of many others, most notably Rabbeinu Zerachya HaLevi, that the time of the Omer is the time during which we're focused most on Zecher HaHorban. In other words, it's the time period during which we counted from one sacrifice to another long ago. That's the way the Torah describes it in two places. You counted, not just heke, and certainly not the Torah doesn't say until Zman Matan Torah. The Torah says from one Korban on Pesach, called Korban HaOmer, to the second Korban on Shavuot, which we refer to as Korban Shteh HaLechem. It was a count from one sacrifice to the other. Says Baal HaMao, do you understand what we're doing during this time period? We're saddened by the fact that we don't have those korbanot any longer. Rabbeinu Zerachya HaLevi, at the end of Masechet Pesachim, suggests that's why we don't say Berachav Shehiyanu on Svirat HaOmer, because Shehiyanu is when we're excited, when we're upbeat about the performance of the mitzvah. This mitzvah, in contrast, is akin to practices of Chabeav. You're thinking about the fact that we don't have a mikdash. The Gemara Masechet Menachot and Daf Samech Vav mentions how Amemar would not count both days and weeks. He would only count days. Amar, the Gemara says, Zechel HaMikdashu. He said, I'm performing a Zechel HaMikdash, which effectively means, as Rashi explains, this is a mitzvah midrabbanan. That was Amemar's approach to the matter. Rabbi Soloveitchik questioned that. Even if it's a mitzvah midrabbanan, doesn't mean you do half the mitzvah, only the days and not the weeks. He suggested, however, you do only the days and not the weeks to show this is incomplete. What do we do under the chuppah for Zechel HaKorban? You break something, you say it's not complete. What do you do when you build a home and you leave something empty to show it's not complete, Zecher LaHorban, which in turn said Rabbi Soloveitchik in his expansion of this practice. He said, it's recorded at the end of the book, Mipnei Neharav, he said that this time period, both Kabbalistically, can be, because of the din aspect, envisioned as a time to abstain throughout from haircuts or maybe specifically shaving, as well as we can suggest based on Zohar, it's a purification which is entirely dominated by the same theme. Need not expand into these practices, but should be added to the conversation. But lastly, maybe these practices, which remind us a little bit of Shabbat, which are reminiscent of Avelut in a large sense. Maybe they are an Avelut, not only for the students of Rabbi Akiva, but for Horban Beit HaMikdash, which would mean they're relevant not only, at least partially, until the day on which the students stopped dying, but throughout the Omer. To summarize then, Halakha L'Maaseh did not change today from yesterday. The practice of our community is, and we'll be more specific about the exact day, to pause the Minhage Avelut, both with regards to marriages, as well as with regards to haircuts. We'll discuss shaving as well, but with regards to Minhage Avelut, at or at the beginning of the 34th of the Omer. We'll discuss that in due turn. But notably today, we added the practice is not only some sort of esoteric Kabbalistic practice, which wasn't accepted. Rabbi Rahamim Haichwita attests the fact that this was in Jerba. Chacham Ben Zion Abba Shaul is submitting that this should be the practice, or maybe continued practice, in Eretz Yisrael. It was, and you will find old-timers who will attest to the fact that there were practices of this sort in significant Middle Eastern communities, and the logic and rationale which underlay it is perhaps the most significant part. It's a time period during which, A, we focus on that deen aspect, if you're a true Kabbalist, understand that in its entirety, or alternatively, when we focus on, throughout the Omer, the fact that we don't have that korban, it's zech la'horban, which is not submitted to a specific part of the Omer, but to the entirety of it. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen. Amen.